91X News.
It's 20 degrees and sunny. I'm April Lawrence with 91X News. Students at Quincy Secondary School are looking a lot more colorful today. After 14 years, today is the first day they won't have to wear navy, white, and khaki to school. The dress code was abolished after survey results came back last month, with 85% of families saying they wanted it gone. Principal Leanne Woodley says the dress code's cost was a big factor in the survey's results.
The majority of families are saying to us that having the dress code is costing them more money because their students have to have two different wardrobes, one that's for school and one that's not for school.
Teachers also expressed concern that enforcing the dress code was taking time away from helping students learn. While Quincy colors are no longer mandatory, Woodley says a dress code is still in place. Students will still have to dress modestly, and clothing with offensive words or logos is still unacceptable. The company at the center of the massive beef recall has finally broken a month-long silence, saying it takes full responsibility for its operations and its food products. XL Foods Incorporated also says it is committed to regaining consumer trust after a recall of 680 tons of its beef. The company's statement is its first comment since the recall crisis began in early September. Over 1,500 products have been recalled, and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency say more may be on the way. The doors are currently closed to the Alberta-based plant, heightening the demand for other suppliers. Alex Berry owns a farmer's market in Trenton. He says as of now, that's not affecting price.
I've been talking with my suppliers and everybody's holding pat as far as price goes. It's basically unchanged.
Berry also says more people are coming through his doors as some stay away from the big grocery chains. An Ontario politician is trying to remove a loophole that allows out-of-province vehicles to run red lights and avoid fines in Ontario. Yasir Naqvi has introduced a private member's bill that would allow municipalities to ticket out-of-province vehicles that are caught by red-light cameras. He said the current law doesn't include mailing offense notices to non-Ontario addresses. If passed, the bill will allow municipalities to ticket drivers with out-of-province plates. However, private member's bills rarely become law without the backing of the government. The body of a sexual assault suspect has been found in northern Ontario. A ground crew searching dense woods recovered the body of a man believed to be wanted in the alleged confinement and sexual assault of a teenage boy in Nova Scotia, officers said Thursday. Acting Sergeant Ann McCoy of the Ontario Provincial Police said the body of a man was recovered in an area around Geraldton near a 2003 Hyundai Elantra found on a logging road Wednesday evening close to Long Lec. The Alberta government won't be laying any charges after hundreds of ducks died on oil sands tailings ponds. 2 years ago, more than 550 ducks had to be killed after they landed on the waste ponds belonging to Syncrude and Suncor near Fort McMurray. The province says a university expert says strong winds and freezing rain at the time forced the ducks to land abruptly in the toxic ponds, and that the companies couldn't have prevented the deaths. An update on the situation between Syria and Turkey. Turkey's military has been firing at targets in Syria for a second day, and Turkey's parliament is authorizing military operations against Syria. The action is in response to yesterday's shelling from Syria that killed 5 civilians in a Turkish border town. A top Turkish official says Syria has admitted it was responsible for the shelling and has formally apologized. British police have arrested 3 people in an investigation into the attempted murder of an Indian Army general. Lieutenant General Kuldeep Singh Brar was stabbed last week near London's busy Oxford Street shopping area. He was slashed in the neck in the attack on September 30th. 78-year-old Brar was treated and released from hospital. He told Indian media the attack was an assassination attempt. Scotland Yard said that Thursday it had arrested a 33-year-old man and a 40-year-old woman on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. It said another man in his 30s was also arrested. The force said all 3 are being questioned at London police stations. That's 91X News. Now sports. In Junior A action, the Wellington Dukes will face the Stouffville Spirit in an away game tonight. On the 5th, the Dukes will take on the Trenton Golden Hawks in a home game. In Junior B, the Picton Pirates will face off against the Amherst View Jets tonight. An update on the NHL. The NHL lockout has pushed back the start of the regular season. 82 regular season games scheduled through October 24th have been canceled. That's sports. Here's 91X weather. A mix of sun and cloud today with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 22. A few clouds tonight with increasing cloudiness before morning, low 15. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the morning, the high 18. Kicking off the long weekend, cloudy Saturday with a 40% chance of showers, the high 15. It's 20 degrees. I'm April Lawrence, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.